The U.S. Supreme Court today hears a case testing whether a college student whose educational records were released without his permission may sue for damages. Educational institutions say Congress never intended to make them financially liable for violations of federal education privacy laws. Lower courts, for the most part, have disagreed. The case is brought by a Gonzaga University student who, without his knowledge, had been accused of date rape. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Rue Pastor had just made his final payment to Gonzaga in 1994 when he was summoned to the dean's office and handed a letter informing him that university officials would not be able to complete an affidavit certifying his good moral character for the purposes of his obtaining a teaching certificate. Pastor's lawyer, Beth Brinkman, says he was stunned.
He'd never heard of this, never been asked about it, never informed there was any kind of investigation, had absolutely no idea what this was about. And he went to ask a university about it and was told that they couldn't provide any information about it.
As the state Supreme Court subsequently described events, a university official named Roberta League had overheard a young woman in a hallway complaining about the way the university handled date rapes and giving Pastor's alleged rape of her friend as an example. The alleged victim, however, refused to confirm there had been a rape and refused to bring charges. League and other university officials nonetheless continued to investigate, sharing their information with state officials in charge of certifying teachers, and in the end deciding without any hearing or without giving Pastor a chance to answer the charges that they could not vouch for his good moral character. University officials now admit their conduct was wrong, but as their lawyer John Roberts puts it,
they were kind of, you know, between a rock and a hard place. They couldn't turn a blind eye to what they had been told, but at the same time, they didn't want to act precipitously. And so they asked the state officials, what should we do in a situation like this? And in the course of that, revealed the student's name, and that's the basis for his lawsuit.
Indeed, Rue Pastor sued the university. At trial, his one-time date testified that he had not raped her, not forced her to do anything against her will. And a number of university officials acknowledged that perhaps they had misheard or misunderstood information. A jury ordered the university to pay Pastor $600,000 for violating state defamation laws and an additional $450,000 for violating the Federal Educational Records Act, known as FERPA, which bars any educational institution receiving federal money from releasing a student's educational records to unauthorized individuals without a student's permission. The university appealed all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, asserting that Congress, in enacting the federal law in 1974, never intended to allow money damages against institutions that violated the act. The university maintains that the act is set up to be enforced by the Secretary of Education, using grievance procedures and the ultimate club of cutting off federal funds if a school does not mend its ways. Gonzaga's lawyer, John Roberts.
If you can go into court and sue for damages every time you think there's a violation of FERPA, you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of cases every year and a profound impact on school administration.
But Mr. Pastor's lawyer, Beth Brinkman, says that's nonsense. She notes that the federal law specifically permits colleges and universities to release the final results of a disciplinary hearing involving a sexual offense, and she says the law permits campus police records to be released. But here she observes the university never held a disciplinary hearing, never reported any allegation to campus police or outside law enforcement, and she contends that warnings about an avalanche of lawsuits are nothing more than scare tactics.
Other schools haven't found it to be a problem. This law was enacted 28 years ago. There's been very little litigation, notwithstanding the fact that courts of appeals have upheld precisely this type of action, some courts more than 10 years ago.
Whatever the Supreme Court rules in this case, it apparently will not help Rue Pastor win a teaching certificate. His lawyer says the university has continued to refuse to vouch for his moral character.
He's not teaching. This has prevented him from pursuing his career that he dedicated his four-year undergraduate education to.
A decision in the case is expected by the end of June. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.